somewhere.
Oh, and we haven't got Craig in. This is all sorts of... Oh, man, hang on.
So we're not actually recording anything then?
Nope.
Good job, it's all going out live.
Oh, man. Well, see what happens when Dave's not here. It's his fault. Hey everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 127 for sometime towards the end of May. I am your host, Fraser. I am joined on my left by Dave. No, on my left by Neil.
Yes, I'm Dave.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 127 for sometime towards the end of May. I am your host, Fraser. I am joined on my left by Pilch.
You've got that written down, haven't you?
All right, I gotta get it.
That's exactly what you said in the first intro.
I've got
that written down.
I didn't say Dave this time.
No, but you got that first bit written down, didn't you?
No, I just had it memorized. I haven't written it down. No. And down on my right, we are joined by...
Considering you've been practicing it all day.
I've only...
A pretty shit fucking job of it.
I've only done it about 5-6 times so far. And on my right...
Hello, Neil.
We're joined... Oh, it's not Dave. You spoiled the surprise. It's Neil.
It is I.
The running gag for our listeners is that I introduced Dave in the last take, and he's not here, so I don't know what to tell you. It's not right, is it? I don't know what he's up to. He's having a week off, so Dave, you're sorely missed, particularly on the technical side as well. I think we were giving him a bit of a slating earlier. It's all good. It's all good. You guys well? Good week? We had a massive storm here. Quite a biggie, apparently. I don't know.
What thunderstorm? You were blissfully unaware of this.
I was completely unaware. I knew it was raining because I was in the basement and I could see there was rain or whatever outside. Completely unaware. I know two people who had trees fall on their houses. They got to get their roofs repaired. Massive willow tree right around the corner from me has been.
I thought you were about to say a massive willy. So I don't know why. maybe it's the beers.
Couple of Alka Pops there, sir.
Yeah, just a few.
Like it a bit blue, don't you?
It's red, Billy. Beard beers, actually.
Yeah, so it was a huge storm. My son got caught in it, and there was hail and everything, and apparently a tornado not far from us or whatever, and like all round. There was a picture came up of some guy in Toronto got trapped in his car because all the power lines were around it. He had to just sit in his car, wait to be rescued. Like, it was pretty bad. I had no idea it happened, which I thought was quite amusing. So, there you go.
Good stuff.
Yep, there you go. That's my amazing story. Yeah, well, at least I've got a story. Come on, someone else.
Are we going straight into that, are we?
I don't know. I'm not even looking at the show notes.
Well, you're just properly throwing a curveball here.
Well, let's go into the fantasy.
I've got shit to talk about if you want to do shit talk. Oh, now you've gone muted. What are you doing?
Well, you know what's happened.
Fix your mic up.
I'm on my headset mic. It's my turn.
Yeah. Oh, sort it out.
Does it sound okay?
It sounds okay. I can tell you're not on your microphone. Put it that way.
Okay, I'm gonna leave it. I'm not gonna use my normal mic then, because I'm not. It ain't broke right now. I ain't trying to fix it before we get into all sorts of problems.
You say it ain't broke, but it ain't exactly working, is it?
You know what the problem? Oh no, it's all right. My mic's being recorded on OBS. Craig's in here doing his stuff. He hasn't left us yet, so I think we're okay.
Just give him time.
Yeah. Dave, we need you, Dave.
It's all going to shit, man.
Apparently he's off next week as well, so...
Oh, it must be nice. Anyone else?
He's in Scotland, isn't he? He's going to Scotland.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Yeah, that's the
2 weeks.
Going to see it's like slight going back in time up there, aren't it?
It's the honorary one of the three seal countries, isn't it?
He's going to see the barbarians.
Yeah.
Up north in the wildlands.
Yeah, Sean and Kev, I think. I'm not sure which ones he's catching up with, but that's good. So, well, hopefully, anyway. Anyway, Dave, yeah, I hope you have a good time. Right, what have we got to move on to then? Are we doing, anybody got things they want to chat about, or should we do that when we get to what we've been doing?
Who knows? Who knows?
Let's just do in any old order at the moment. Doesn't seem to matter.
He's fucking flying by the seat of his pants here.
Yeah, I know. All right, well, let's move on. Let's then try and stick to a script here. Fantasy League. I don't mind talking about the Fantasy League because I fucking won it. Come on.
I don't really want to talk about Fantasy League, but I suppose we need to, don't we?
Well, yeah, I guess. So this is your section, Neil. I'll let you go.
The final table is on screen for people who are watching. Some idiot who's here actually won the whole fucking thing. Razor is the current League of Legends champion.
I'm the first name on the cup.
Yeah. And the lot. Well, I don't know about last.
No.
Yep, so final score.
That's all right. You can say congratulations if you want.
I'm not going to say congratulations. unfortunately, Vince couldn't really win at the end there. He finished second on 2,167. Christian was a close third at 2,161. And we won't bother talking about the rest. Let's just say my wife won the cup in the last week. She beat me by 82 points to 60 on the final week.
How do you feel about that?
She's the current League of Legends Cup winner. I don't care.
That sounds like quite a comprehensive thrashing.
That's what the losers always say, don't they? They say, I don't care.
You know, it'd have been nice to win. But it's all taken.
Oh, mate. Well, I tell you what, winning is really good.
We'll go again next season. Weren't we supposed to say it was a great effort from all the lads? We go again next time.
I don't care. Something like that. I'm the best. But it all.
We can't have Fraser again next year. Please,
I'm going to make it so that you really want to beat me. No, in all seriousness, I was lucky. I got lucky in the second Leicester captain I just hit the jackpot on that. Got very lucky. Gave me a little bit enough of a buffer into the last week. And even then, I was still crapping my pants. Anything could happen. But Vince and Christian represented very well for a bit of a back and forth pretty much most of the way through this. Well, Christian dominated the first part of this, really the first half of the season, I think, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then it was a big...
Yeah, he was definitely top for quite a while. It was like the opposite of Forrest, his team.
And then Vince, mate, the Canadians, we did everyone proud. We did the Canadians proud, me and Vince. So, I mean, it could have gone any of the three of us. It was good. Yeah,
step it up a bit next season, lads. Come on. Try this again.
Yeah, it's good. So we'll definitely be, and then the cup's good as well. Well done to your wife for winning the cup. I'm glad
Christian's saying COVID affect him. Does that mean he's had COVID recently?
Or was it in the middle of the season when he...
Maybe.
When he had his wobble, do you remember? You called it a wobble. He never quite recovered from that.
I had to stick that up my ass the week after, as I recall.
So it's good, yes.
Yeah, it was good fun. It was a good distraction. I hope no one who listens to the podcast is too bored of us chatting fantasy football at the beginning of the show for 10 minutes every week. But
well, I didn't want to say anything.
Get involved.
I was involved for the first 2 weeks, then I realised I had to keep changing my players and shit, and I thought, no, I can't ask for that anymore.
It must take at least 15 minutes of your week, you know, to sort this out.
There is. That's the thing. There's like a very, very... You can't get away with doing nothing, right? It just doesn't work. But there is like
apparently
a literal, you know, maybe a little bit of a learning curve on how it all works. But there's like, you know, every week you can have your team sorted in 5 to 10 minutes. No worries. Every week. You just got to do that little bit of tending the garden. And then the problem is, of course, when it catches, and then you get the bug for it, is that's when you start deep diving in it. But yeah, anyway, so next year, hope to see more of you. I'm
planning for next year.
Are you
already planning for next year? I've been checking out the people who finished top of the entire thing. I've been checking out their sort of strategies for team selections. So we'll see how it pans out. But I it sort of confirmed my suspicions when I looked at their teams. Like, right, where you put your money versus where...
Midfielders, goal-scoring midfielders. That's where the money goes.
Mm. Well, I don't know if it was just this season. It feels like it was a pretty shit year for strikers this year.
No, it definitely was.
Maybe that's because only one team out of the top sort of 10 actually have a fucking striker that scores goals. Mm. But there we go.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Season starts early, I believe, because of the World Cup.
Yes.
Championship starts on the 30th of July. I assume the Premier League will be starting a week early as well.
Okay.
At least a week early. So might be a slight earlier start to the season.
Good. All right, so everybody who hates Fantasy League, don't worry, it'll be round before you know it again.
Indeed.
Okay. Anything on the Twitches and the YouTubes? Have we been banned?
I don't think anyone's been done, but the YouTube released our video. I don't know what we've done, but I changed the title and all of a sudden it was allowed to go on. So we're all up to date on YouTube.
Okay.
No one's uploaded anything else or Twitch streamed anything, I don't think, in the last 7 days. So maybe I'll be allowed to do some streaming this week.
Okay.
If I can find something. Maybe I should set up on PS5 to stream from there. I could buy an HD camera because they're on a sale at the minute.
There you go. Somewhere to spend your money.
I don't really want to spend any more money on it, but there we go. Could buy a game for it.
Pilch, any streaming?
No.
All right.
No.
don't want to have a conversation about that.
No. Okay. All right. Just making sure you're not left out there. Let's move on then to the tweets, because I think that's enough from Discord and all that nonsense.
Oh, hang on. What's going on? Why am I getting sound?
We've had an email from Not a Sausage. No, there's.
What did they have to say?
Not a lot. Yeah, okay, so no emails. Tweets, we have a good old friend of the show, Marty. Says, evening, gentle fellows, hope you are all well. My question to you all would be, cats, dogs, or pets in general, where do you stand? We have a bulldog.
Not all my pets.
Pardon?
Not all my pets.
He's here all night, folks. I continue. Marty says, we have a bulldog, a leopard gecko, and some stick insects. Cheers, all. All right.
Who's going?
I don't have any pets. I've never had a pet. Well, we've had this story about my brother having bunnies many months ago, possibly a couple of years ago, about one liked to hump the other one's head, and the other one got sad and died. We've never had pets since.
But seriously, you said you've never had pets. Is it really you've never had pets?
I've personally never owned any pets, no.
Yeah. Is that why you're so cold?
Yeah. Kids. Don't need pets.
They are not like pets. They don't do what what you tell them to do.
No.
What are pets though?
Of course they
do. Well, if you have a cat, let's be honest, that's probably like
cats don't give a fuck.
Exactly. They just fuck off and do what they like.
Yeah.
So I've always been a dog person. I'm allergic to cats, so it's never really been... Cats have never really featured in my... I've never had a cat.
Well, that would be madness for you to have a cat.
Well, no, I mean, my family... Yeah, no, it's not like we had a cat and then I found out I was allergic or anything like that, you know.
It's not like you found out you're allergic and then they bought a cat to get you rid of you.
No. Somebody's got to go now, Fraser. So I grew up with dogs. I have a dog. So we got our dog... 4 years ago. He's a Labrador Mastiff cross. He's massive, 120 pounds. He's just the most awesome thing I've ever...
I didn't realise he was a crossbreed.
Yeah, he's more Labrador, but he's got the build of a Mastiff. He's like big.
He's tall.
He's a lot heavier.
He's got a massive head.
Yeah, he's the best thing since sliced bread. But yeah, he's the first dog that's mine. So I never knew what that would be like. And then it's just it's nutso, right? He follows me around all the time now. I'll just think, you know, the whole family loves him to death. So it's just one of those things, right? He's just awesome. So dogs all day. I've had fish and we had a rabbit and hamsters, and I had what are those things in Minecraft now with the gills?
Zombies?
No, with the gills. Zombies?
Yeah,
fish zombies. Starts with axolotl. Axolotl. We had an axolotl for a while. That was pretty cool.
What's the deal with axolotls? Everyone loves axolotls, don't they? For some reason.
Well, they do now. That when they came, they were pretty obscure, and then the Minecraft put them in. So now all the kids know what axolotls are. They're amphibious. They're like salamanders, but they don't progress to past that sort of stage. I don't know what it is. I can't remember. I knew it all when I owned it. But they have gills. They don't lose their gills like a lot of salamanders do or whatever. So they're just weird.
So what, they are sort of amphibious then?
They're totally, they live underwater. So they're not like salamanders, right, or whatever, that would have to come up.
They don't ever come out of the water.
They don't need to come up and get, do they need to get air? Yeah,
well,
they might.
Of course they've got gills, so I don't suppose they do need to.
Yeah, I can't remember whether I don't know. They're pretty interesting because they're interesting because they're like a bit of a screw up, it seems like. Apparently if you do something to them, you can get them to evolve, right? When lose their gills.
What, like a Pokemon?
Yeah, pretty much. So that's pretty weird. I think. Anyway, maybe I got that the wrong way around.
Do you have to catch it in a plastic bowl?
You keep it in a plastic bowl. No.
For someone who actually had one of these things, you don't seem to know a lot about it, Fraser.
I did.
How long did it last?
No, we ended up, because I got the dog and I was like, I'm not having any more fish or the pets. So if I'm going to look after one, I'm not going to look at the fish and the axolotl.
There's no room for an axolotl in your life once you've got a massive fuck off horse shaped dog.
So we gave the axolotl away. Some lady kept a load of them, so she was going to look after it.
She had some plastic bowls on.
Yeah, I don't even know. I can't even remember what happened to the fish. I liked my fish. I had a good angel fish. He was a big unit. He was nice. I think I gave him to the people who took the tank. Can't remember. That's me.
My kids were desperate for a dog. But my wife's just like, no. She got bit by a dog when she was little. So she's just like, no. Definitely no.
In the 30 years that me and Lisa have had a house together, we've had a cat, a rabbit, two guinea pigs, some various fish, and two dogs. We've now got some various fish and one dog. This is my 24th wedding anniversary yesterday.
Oh, congratulations.
Been happily married for 10 of them at least.
Hey!
It's my 20th anniversary this year.
Wow.
20th. We've been together 33 years.
Somehow.
Something less for murder, right? Yes.
Something like that, yeah. You only get 7 years for murder.
Yeah. Do you?
I don't think we'd get... Oh, Lisa wants to get another dog. I don't think I'm going to get... I don't want him on another one. It's too much of a wrench in it when you lose him, but get over it eventually, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's... I'm aware that that's going to come. Like, I just can't even... I tell you, there is not a day that goes by where I just don't think, oh my God, what am I going to... I'm going to be just a mess, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty brutal. But that just means I'm appreciating them, right, as much as possible. So, which is a good sign. So, Berg.
That's it.
Sorry, go on. That's it.
Go on. No,
oh,
sorry.
Yeah, Berg.
Yeah,
Berg.
I was just gonna...
Marty got an answer on his tweets. He's from Berg at Berg UK. Said one dog, two cats. The cats are primarily my wife's. One drives me up the effing wall, but I love them all. Yeah, that's good. I mean, if I would like a, you know, if I had a cat, I'd like it for sure.
Cats, yeah, kittens look cute, right. But cats, once they become cats, they look a bit fucking snooty and like fuck off, basically.
Yeah, I think if, you know, but I.
It's all about them, isn't it, at the end of the day?
No, it's not. Like, my cat used to bring us nice pigeons in and let them go in the kitchen and things like that. And come and, there you are, Mum and Dad, look what I've brought you. Let
Lovely.
Pigeon go. Shit all over the kitchen.
Yeah, but at least, you know, they're letting you know you're appreciated.
Yeah. Every time it rained, it would bring a frog
obviously
in.
Obviously not feeding it well enough if it keeps bringing you fucking dead birds, I guess.
No, it brings them in alive.
Oh, brilliant. Even better.
Yeah, I used to bring it in alive. I used to drag the fucking thing through the cat flap. Hell of a commotion going on. She'd come in, look at us, let it go, and watch it fly around the kitchen.
How can you not love cats?
Great fun.
Well, I could sit and bore you for hours about all the bad things about dog owning. So, nothing comes without its challenges, that's for sure. I mean, I nearly made my dog into a rug today. He just, like, he bolted. We came out this alleyway and he bolted for this other dog that he just has an unimaginable hatred for. But it would have taken him across the road and he absolutely would have got hit by a car. And so I was just, you know, oh my God. You know when you go past someone on the street and you see them berating their dog and you're like, oh, poor dog, right?
How do you let it get away? Does he throw you off the saddle?
Well, he didn't get away. I didn't lose hold of him, but if I had lost hold of him, he would have gone across the road, which would have been just bad. So sometimes he's not great, but there you go. Okay, thanks for that, Marty. Appreciate it. Hope all's well, mate. Yep. Thinking of you as always. Yep. Discord, Tim the Reaper, or the Tim Reaper, says, what game have you put the most hours into? By the way, welcome, Tim, for coming into the Discord this week. Tim says, what game have you put the most hours into, and what game do you regret putting loads of hours into?
Ooh.
I like this question.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare. I'm up to 700 hours. And Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Because I've wasted 700 hours of my life playing that fucking game.
Is that the first Modern Warfare?
This is the current one.
You're talking Warzone, basically.
Warzone
and all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah. But most of it's been multiplayer Modern Warfare rather than Warzone. But yeah, it all lumps into the same thing now, doesn't it? But I'm up to 700 and something hours on that.
Rookie numbers, mate.
Just on this one iteration.
Well, I think PUBG, it's PUBG for me. I think...
Valorant doesn't tell you how many hours you've played for, does it?
No. I have no idea on Valorant. That's probably getting up there towards the few. Well, that's definitely in the hundreds now. PUBG, I'm just checking it. Playtime, 3,270 hours.
Jesus Christ!
That's awful.
No!
But...
Does that count?
Yeah, that's just playing the game. But
actual playing.
Yeah, actual playing. I've been playing it for five. It's probably a good. Oh, I've already played for at least 2 to 3 hours today, right? You know.
Close to uninstalling it again. It's just nothing but misery.
That's not true.
It
was all misery today.
It's just misery.
Yeah, okay. Duke
says he's got 3,000 hours in Rocket League. That's probably actually had some fun playing Rocket League.
Oh yeah, well, Duke and I always like, you know, I hear Duke talking about Rocket League or Sky. His Rocket League is my PUBG. You know, it's just, you know, or Valorant. It's just somewhere you like to go to test your skill, to keep your eye in. You know, and it's I'm sure Duke agrees with me on this one. Is that, you know, as you get up there where we are, you have to keep playing these games to be good at them, right? Otherwise, you know, you couldn't. That's why
Hang on, sorry. What? Rewind there. You said you're still good at this game.
Okay.
I've not experienced this part.
I mean, I tell you what, you missed your calling, mate, didn't you? Really?
Did I?
Yeah, you should have been on the stage.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure.
He's getting better. He's getting better.
The difference between you and Duke, though, is not only has he played it for 3,000 hours, he's talked about it for 3,000 hours.
He's not allowed to talk about it that much.
Yeah, he doesn't talk about Rocket League that much. He normally talks he's just bitching about the people he plays with, you know, or actually where he's usually very enthusiastic when he plays with someone nice. That's the thing, right? But that's the same with PUBG, right? You know,
you don't play with nice people.
I've been playing with a lot of randos recently. And
have
actually,
you got it on mute still?
No, I've been playing this week, I suppose this should be part of what we've been playing, but I don't know why. Not many people have been diving in. Arnie's been big, but for whatever reason, anyway, I've been just playing, and I've enjoyed, in a way, just playing on my own. And then I just found out they have a casual mode, so I've been playing the casual mode on PUBG, which is, I think it's only 12 people and 86 bots, so you can jump in. And, like,
easy mode.
Well, it is easy mode, but it's not going to be. You inevitably are going to meet the real players.
The people, yeah.
Right? You can still get killed by bots, but inevitably you are going to meet real players. It's just...
But those real players are not going to be the...
It's not going to happen around you within 30 seconds, you know, so you get to have a bit of a game. And if you like killing bots, which I do, you know, fine. And then you get yourself looted up and whatever. I mean, I had some great fights in a game yesterday with some guy. It seemed like the 12 players on the map all decided to go to the same spot. But I've been playing duos and met some nice people and played with some nice guys. So,
nice.
Yeah. Mm. What game do I regret putting loads of hours into? I don't know. I'll come back to that. Neil, what have you got?
Destiny 1 and 2 together. I'm lumping them together because they're basically the same game. Is by far the most hours. I haven't played that in over 12 months, I don't think. But I've still got, like, I don't know how many thousands of hours in that game. All those games together. The one I regret the most hours, which is not huge amounts of hours, it's still quite a lot, nearly come out to probably more than 200 in total, is GTA 5.
And you regret it?
So specifically, I do, because I spent lots of time in the online mode for basically, which is just empty. Like, no rewarding, not rewarding at all, because I don't play with anyone I know. It's just basically, you go in there and you have to spend money to have any sort of fun.
Right.
And even if you do spend money, some people can totally
fun
ruin it with you.
Fun not guaranteed.
Some other people are just like, ugh. It's like the worst people.
Yeah.
The whole point of playing online, apparently, is to just fuck everyone else's fun up.
Right. So
basically, the whole online game is engineered to make it, like, the most beneficial thing to do is to fuck someone else's game up. Great.
Which is okay, though, if you're having fun with other people doing it. I mean...
Yeah, but, yeah, it's not much fun.
No.
When you're trying to sell some drugs or whatever...
Oh, yeah.
You get to the point where you're on a little mission because you're like, if you do this mission, you can get access to this stuff. Yeah. Try doing that mission without everyone on the entire map going, we're all going to fuck your mission up. Hey, brilliant. It's not fun. So, yeah.
I'm not sure if there's any game I regret putting loads of hours into. I'm not sure. I don't really have an answer for that one, I don't think. I'm pretty sure at some point I would stop putting hours into it if What would make me regret it? Like, I don't know.
Rust?
Oh, Neil. Yeah.
Do you regret it?
I don't regret it, really. I mean, there's a part of me, I've seen things. Let me tell you. There's a part of me that...
Seen things about you?
Yeah. Rust made me look in the mirror to see things I didn't like. No, I don't regret that. I definitely, like most of the games I've put a lot of time into, Rust, PUBG, Valorant, whatever they may be, like it's just all of those. Hey, you know, They've all been great times with people, right? That's why I play. That's the only reason I really play, you know, so much of it. PUBG especially. This whole podcast exists because of PUBG, right? So, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, yeah. So anyone else? Any more on that? No?
No. Not for
okay.
Me.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. Let's move on then to what we've been doing in no particular order. Pilch, you want to start?
Okay. I started to watch Obi-Wan Kenobi this evening. Two episodes come on, I think, today.
Yep.
So we sat and watched the first two. It's very. I think it's good. I think it is. There's not a lot happening.
Have you watched all the other Star Wars stuff?
The only one I haven't watched is not The Mandalorian, the other one. What's it called?
Boba Fett.
Yeah, because even my daughter, she's mad on Star Wars at the moment, and even she said it wasn't that great. Apparently, you've got to watch the last two, three episodes. But
you need to be up to date on Mandalorian before you watch Boba Fett?
No, but you should watch Mandalorian first.
I've watched Mandalorian.
I would watch Boba Fett. I think it's worth a look.
It was good. They've tied it in very well. I'm not going to spoil anything, but at the start they literally just show you pretty much what's happened
before and after.
Yeah, before and after. He's sort of like a bit weird that they showed you. I think because he was looking. I don't really, because they showed stuff that happened after this as well in the sort of a little reel at the start. So things when he was little, films 1, 2, and 3, when he was growing up, sort of thing. Yeah. No, I thought that was all right. Anyway, so it's basically, it starts from when, spoilers for Star Wars, it starts from when he fights Darth Vader or Skywalker.
Anakin.
Yeah.
Doesn't he fight them both? He fights Darth Vader.
Yeah, the first
when he
time.
Dies.
Oh, yeah. That's in Star Vader. Wars 4. This is between you. 3 and 4.
Wow.
Yeah, spoilers for is it 50 years old nearly?
45-year-old
film.
They show the bit where he fights Anakin. So the old previous films.
Where he has the high ground.
Yeah. And they show the bits where Padme, because that's Luke's
Amidala.
Mum. Amidala, that's her. That's Luke and Leia's mum. She dies. And then they separate it. Oh, sorry. They separate the two kids, and then it basically starts from when the two kids are about 10. And that's the time it's set in now. So Luke and Leia are 10 years old. They don't know about each other. But
Were they separated at birth? But not like in one of those weird pictures?
No. But Obi-Wan is, I'm sure it's not in a pervy way, constantly stalking.
Here we go.
10-year-old kids. So that's it. That's where it starts.
He stands at the school gate there. Right.
And that's all. All I'll say.
Then someone says, "Which one's yours?" Then he was like, and that's when he walks away sheepishly.
There hasn't been a lot of action, but things have happened. So that's all. I'm not going to mention anything about this.
I'm going to watch this. I
know what happens before. You know what happens afterwards. It's just the bit in between we don't know about that they're making up now.
Unless you've read about it elsewhere.
What else have I got? Oh, I've bought a new car.
Ooh. Nice.
I've finally sold my TT. And I needed to fill the gap with something else.
Did you really, though? Drive.
No. So... I've bought a Mini Cooper-esque convertible.
Nice.
Just to sit in the garage and not drive that.
Look at. Occasionally look at and go,
Yeah. Well, we've been out in it today. Well, we haven't got it today, but we just had a little drive around. Had the roof down. It's beautiful.
Were you playing some dodgy tunes while you were driving around with the roof down?
Haven't worked out how to retune the DAB radio yet, so no.
So what were you having, like Capital Realm or something?
I think the kids it was on to? Absolute Radio. I think it was.
Oh, Absolute. Oh, that's suitable for your age, I'd say. Suitable for your age. Yeah.
Mrs. Prefers Radio 2, so.
Don't drive around playing Kiss FM or whatever. Like, looking like. So everyone be like looking like. No.
But it's a lovely little car, and I got a rebate on the tax from the other one. I don't know whether Fraser knows now. When you sell a car, you have to cash in your tax.
Yeah, okay.
Whereas before, you could sell the car with tax, and now as soon as you sell it they send you the refund.
Okay.
But I got £300 refund, so it's £370 to tax a TT.
Yikes.
Per 330 quid car tax per year.
370.
Yeah. Holy smokes.
But with the rebate that I got £310 back, and I taxed, insured, and MOT'd the Mini and still had change. And that was just from the rebate from the tax from the Audi that I never drove. So it's going to be a lot more economical as well. Instead of doing 20 miles to the gallon, it should do about 40. So.
Wait a second. Sorry, dear, but you have to tax the Mini, right? Did you say you tax the Mini?
Yeah.
It's not the same rate?
Yeah, a year's worth. No, it's 145 quid for the Mini.
Why is the TT so more car tax?
It's just like it's three and a half litre.
3.2.
Oh, litre. Okay. Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah, that's what it's like over there.
It's not
right?
A diesel.
This is just a 1. No. This is just a 1.6 turbo now.
Right.
Mini, so. It's almost as quick, but obviously, and it's newer. It's 10 years newer. It's still old. It's 2015.
That's not old.
Well, it is. That's the second oldest car I've had for the last about 20 years. But it's just nice just to just whack the old roof down. We'll pootle out. We've got to go and get a tree tomorrow. It's a 7-foot cherry tree. So got to get a tree to put in the garden.
At least you've got a convertible, eh?
Yes, exactly. I can get the roof down and put a tree on the back seat.
Looks like Lord's got a hairdresser's car as well. Lord in the chat says it's got a 3.2 Merc SLK. So that's definitely a hairdresser's car.
It can't be. If it's got a 3.2 litre engine in it, it's not a hairdresser's car, is it?
Well, you can't get a small-engined Merc SLK, can you?
Oh, I'm sure you can.
They do 1.8s. They do a 1.8. Really? It's got a compressor on it, but they do a 1.8. Or, sorry, supercharger, depending on what country you're in.
Supercharger, please.
But anyway, I've had a couple of little Cooper S's before, so I know they're fun little cars. So, and it takes up less room in my garage, so I've got more room for my bikes.
Nice. Colour is it?
The only other thing I have got, a tale of caution. I saw my mum the other day, and she said that someone had tried to scam her on the phone. Now, I'll tell you the story and you'll see what you think. Someone phoned her up and said, I'm not going to say the police station, but I'm Detective so-and-so from Never Never Land Police Station. We've got, can you confirm you're Mrs. Blah-de-blah? Because we've got someone in our cells that has been using your identity and stolen your credit cards. So first of all, she thinks, oh, this don't sound right to me. Although she was burgled a few weeks ago, so she possibly could have been a thing. Now, this is the bit. Oh, Mrs. Reed, if you think this is a bit dodgy, if you hang up now and phone 999, and asked to be put through to the police, they will confirm who I am. So here's the thing. So she hangs up the phone, phones 999, And woman comes on the phone. Oh, hello, emergency services. And she says, oh, police, right, put your food to the police. Another woman comes on. Oh, hello, how can we help you? And she tells the story. And the woman goes, oh, yes, I'll just tell you now, you shouldn't really be phoning 999, but we can confirm that this police officer is genuine, out of the station, blah, blah, blah. So she hangs up and the policeman rings back again. Oh, hello, Mrs. Ree. You got the confirmation, right. Can you just tell us, phone your bank. The number is on the back of your card. Phone your bank just to confirm with them that this is all genuine. So she hangs up again, phones the number. So it's her phoning, phones the number on the back of her bank card. A man answers the phone and says, oh, hello, can I help you? My mum says, blah, 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 this has happened. Oh, yes, yes, let's have a look.
I call, okay, here's where I go. Okay,
go on,
scam. I'll tell you what the biggest flag
me.
Right now is how no one get. No, I'll tell you how they did it in a minute. But the biggest
well.
Flag is.
Because they don't fucking hang up.
Hang on, Neil. Spoilers. I said
it.
I'd come back.
He's
I know. Yeah, we're, yeah, they're yeah. right. But the biggest flag yeah. is.
You hang up, but they're still on the fucking line. So you dial the number and they go, oh, hello. And you,
you
just rung someone.
Right, we used to all do that as kids, right? You'd stay on the line or whatever.
On the other end.
But the biggest flag is the fact that she got through to the bank so easily. No way.
Yeah, you could have been
no way does anyone ever get through to the bank and get an answer out of them
the
that quick.
The first thing I said to her was they said her name and then they said my dad's name, but they got my dad's name wrong. His name begins with a D, but they called him David, and that ain't his name. So I said, well, first of all, they got one thing wrong. The second one, you don't phone 999 to fucking to speak to the police, do you?
No.
They have said, phone your local police station. So that's the second one. I said to my mum, you should have hung up when they got his fucking name wrong first. You should have hung up when they said phone 999. But it wasn't until she said that, because I'm thinking, how the fuck does she phone a number? But then I realised, they haven't put the phone down, have they?
Yeah.
My mum's putting the phone down, but they're on the other end of the fucking line still.
Yeah.
There was four different people. She spoke to four different people.
I mean, that's got to be like... That's got to...
Alistair McGowan on the other end there. It was.
But that's a fair old fucking scam.
Oh, yeah. A couple of... Well, the thing
Rory Brimner's not been on telly for a while. He's doing scam calls now because he's just impersonating like four different voices, and then that's how he does it.
That's how he's making his money these days. As soon as you said Pilch, as soon as you said they said, well, you shouldn't phone 999 normally, but yeah, we can put you whatever. Like that is a really they are covering themselves really well with like saying things like that.
Said, you know, you shouldn't have used this service, but we can confirm that he's a police officer out of that station. And I'm thinking, they've got this fucking down to a T here, haven't they?
So, sorry. So I interrupted at the bank. So what happened after the bank then? Did they start to question, like, account numbers and things like that from the bank?
Well, first of all, they said that they'd got my dad's identity because it was a man. But they were asking her for her card details, not his.
Right.
And then she realised, she says, well, why do you want my card details? When you said it was my husband that had been... And then she just hung up. But she then phoned the real police to tell them what was going on.
Right.
And they said, it's been happening, you know, a lot recently.
Now, I guess you have to have like a traditional British Telecom line, right, for that to work.
It wouldn't work on your mobile.
Yeah.
They rang her home
phone
number.
I get all sorts of weird phones or calls on my mobile.
That's because of all those dodgy sites you go to.
Yeah, but you can't then phone somebody. You can't start dialing a number, can you, while you're on the line?
No, I guess not.
It would actually dial a number.
Yeah, it would actually, yeah.
It will say, do you want to hang this call?
Literally, it would hang up.
Yeah. But I thought, fucking hell, fucking... I mean, I would have known, because, like I said, the first few things, I would just literally fucking tell them to get lost and hang up. But how many old people, my mum and dad ain't, they're getting on, but they're not daft.
But how many still.
Would just think, oh, okay.
Yeah, but still,
an
I mean...
An elaborate thing, just to get a few quid off of someone. It's ridiculous, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, the most, I mean, like, I'm going to be seeing my parents, you know, in a few weeks, and... You know, they're both in their 80s.
You're unplugging their phone, are you, when you go over?
No, I definitely tell them the story, though. And, like, you know, just to make sure that they... I always tell them, right? You know, it's just like, if you're ever in any doubt, put the phone down, call me, call my sister, whatever. Let's just... Not the same... But my parents are, you know, compos mentis. They're not dumb. Mm. But anyone can be had, yeah, but, right? Particularly exactly. When technology's involved, I sort of... That's where the worry is, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah, that's no good, is it?
No, but there you go. I don't think I've got anything else to tell you. I didn't do anything. I was working on my wedding anniversary all day, so that was that. That was that out of the window. Doing
get lucky, then.
In fact, which really went down well.
Okay.
I think that might be it.
Okay, all right, well, I'll go. I don't know. I already told you about the storm and my dog nearly dying today, driving me nuts. I feel like I'm getting into another movie phase. It comes around in waves where I sort of don't really want to watch any television and then suddenly I'm binging again. And, I've watched quite a bit this week. Two that stood out. The first one I told you guys was Love, Death and Robots, which is on Netflix, which, for some reason, I thought it was some sort of reimagining of some sort of comic or something like that, or an anime or whatnot. I completely got that wrong. It's a collection of short, what do they say, vignettes. Ish. We call it a vignette.
That's a bit of a fancy word,
isn't it?
Unless you're French, I suppose. No, it's not that fancy if you're French.
Well, we don't know. Could be still quite fancy in French too.
Maybe it's more fancy in French. I don't know.
Maybe. I'm waiting for the salad joke that's going to come with vignette. There's got to be some sort of vignette vinaigrette joke.
No one's making that joke.
Come on. Well, we're not your caliber. Yeah.
I don't want to scrape the barrel.
I'm not sure what the connection is there.
I'm a hack. Vinaigrette. I'm a hack. So, Love, Death, and Robots. Did you watch it? I told you guys you should watch it.
I watched multiple episodes of the first series. Ages ago.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, it was when it first came out. So I can't remember anything. I haven't gone back and watched it again. But people always go on about it. I remember watching one where there was like... I think some guy was having sex with a robot or something. I can't remember.
I haven't got to that
one yet. It was some fucking weird... It was pretty fucking weird. I remember that. But,
Are you thinking of Black Mirror?
No, it was definitely... That was the Love, Sex and Robots. Yeah. I can't remember. It was really fucked up.
Yeah.
It was like a space captain or whatever. Like, he'd been on... I can't remember if he was dead or something weird, but it was pretty weird. But, yeah.
Yeah,
They're decent.
They're really decent.
They're all different, aren't they?
I mean, I got the shocker because I watched the first one. I suggest to everyone at least watch the first two. And I've watched about maybe four or five of them now. And the first one was just like, oh yeah, okay, this is entertaining. And then the second one, I was just like, what the fuck? It was really good. Really good. Maybe not everyone's cup of tea. I remember years ago when I was at university, I fell in love with the fact that Channel 4 used to do animations on late at night, like at midnight or something. And I forgot how good animation, like short animations are. Because if you don't like it, it doesn't matter. It's over. Like, you don't have to sit through it for ages. And it's so concentrated of what these guys do. Like, you know, and the style of animation and the story's concentrated. And usually, you know, the dialogue is tight. And so, yeah, it's really, I'm looking forward to being able to just sit down and reel off a couple of these. But yeah, the second one is just mental, I thought.
What was the brief outline of the second one? I might remember it.
Oh, it's the guys on. They're on a ship, and then something comes aboard the ship, and they have to. And it goes from there. But it's like an old, it's old timey old ship, almost like pirates.
Well, a proper ship, like a sea sailing ship.
Seafaring, yeah, like a big seafaring wooden ship, and they run the ship, and then this thing comes aboard, and these guys have to figure out. It just goes from there.
Like the thing, kind of thing.
So, you have to see it anyway. You have to see it. So
okay. Maybe I'll revisit. I know someone was. It's on its third series, I think.
I think. Well, that's why it's appeared on my Netflix. Is because it suddenly got a third series added or something. So that's been really good. We watched the start of Halo yesterday.
Okay.
And I am not going to be running back to watch that. By any stretch of the imagination. It's impressive. There's like, I didn't watch the whole of the first episode. Caveat, I didn't watch the whole of the first episode. I didn't really watch this, like, basically the opening of the first episode, which is like the, what do they call it? Like, you know, it's like the opening.
This is Halo.
This is the pit, how do we get people to, here's the wow thing. How do we like drop this on people's doors? Cause you know, like after this 10 minute start, like it's basically this fight, right? And where the Covenant turns up and the Master Chief turns up. You can see it all coming from a mile, and you can see where they showcase all the weapons. Like they make sure everybody has a different weapon or whatever like that. So, you know, it's tons of fan service, right? So you go, oh, look, there's the battle rifle, and oh, there's the plasma pistol and all that sort of stuff, right? But they can't keep that pace up. So
anyone teabag anyone in the episode?
You know what? There was one bit where it could possibly have been mistaken as a teabag, I'm sure. I didn't really think about that. So it's just...
Was teabagging a thing before Halo? I don't know if it was.
I don't know. Halo made it, though, didn't it?
Yeah. Dropping your metal bowl on someone's face.
On their chin. Yeah. But then, of course, like the thing is, like then you hear him talk, and it's like he's not got the Master Chief voice, and you're like, ah, fuck, right? You know. And then they have to make,
weirdly, you see his face in this thing apparently, and you see his ass.
Yeah, I mean, like I know the actor, like I like, is it Pablo Shriver, right?
Pablo Shriver.
Yeah, Liv Shriver's brother. He was in.
Liv Shriver's brother.
He was in the second. Wasn't Pam Shriver? She was in that Tarantino.
She was a tennis player, wasn't she?
Pam Shriver was a tennis player.
Oh, okay.
70s.
Yeah, I knew the name from somewhere. Jackie Brown. What was her name? Wasn't she Pam somebody? Or is that Pam Grier? I think her name was. I've lost my train of thought now. Halo. Yeah.
Pablo's a Canadian American, apparently.
Oh, yeah. He was in the second.
Brilliant.
If Duke's still watching, he'll know, because he's in the second series of The Wire. He played.
Baron von Glau says he's in the second season of The Wire.
Yeah, which is he's brilliant in that. But the thing is, like, okay, so the first part of the Halo thing was pretty, you know,
meh.
Yeah, it was impressive. I mean, they did a good job with it. I'll give them their dues. But like. You know, do I want to now watch episodes of story and thing and people? No, thanks. Not interested. So, whatever. Your mileage may vary. And then last night we watched a movie called Old Henry, which was on Netflix. Mm. And
sounds like a cigar or something.
Yeah. It's a Western. Set at the turn of the century, end of the 1800s, about some guy who lives out in the middle of nowhere, him and his son. They find a body and a bag of money, and then it all just goes from there. It's really good, really good. Absolutely, I totally recommend you if you're at all interested in suspenseful movies, cowboy movies, or whatever like that. Yeah, go check that out. Hasn't really got anyone. It's got, I hear again, Duke, if Duke's in the chat, he'll know this. It's got one of the guys who was in Brother, Where Art Thou? I don't know the guy's name off by heart. Like, once you see him.
George Clooney.
Not George Clooney and not the other tall guy, but it's sort of the third guy who's not as well known. But once you know who he is, you see him, and you'll see him in loads of other stuff. Really good. really enjoyed it. So if everybody wants a movie recommendation, go check out Old Henry.
What's that on?
Netflix.
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 Not watching Netflix for a while.
So yeah. That's good. Yeah, that's what I've got. What about you?
I watched a thing. We watched, me and my wife, watched a whole series in about two sittings. Watched three episodes in one sitting and another three episodes the second sitting of Slow Horses, which is on Apple TV Plus. Is it Apple TV Plus? Apple Plus? Whatever it's called. The subscription service from Apple. Mm-hmm. And it has Gary Oldman in it and Kristen Scott Thomas are the two sort of big names in it. And Gary Oldman plays the guy who's in charge of something called Slough House, which is like the place where you go if you were in MI5 and fucked something up, but they don't want to get rid of you quite somehow. But right. You don't get the sack, you get pushed out to this Slough House. And he's in charge of that place, and he has all these people who were called the Slow Horses, who are various people who have fucked up in some way or another while working for MI5, and they end up here. So they're all spies and spooks. And there's the latest guy that turns up. The first episode is basically shows you how he ends up fucking up to get there. But they get involved in, like, because obviously they're basically given all the shit jobs that proper spies don't do. So they have to stay out of all the sexy stuff and all that stuff, and they get all the shit jobs, like sorting through people's rubbish and shit. They get caught up in like a big in a big spy event somehow.
Spy fest.
And, it's not Spy Fest. I'm not sure they have a Spy Fest, really. You imagine that? Spy Fest? Bit of a giveaway. You ever want to kill all the spies? Go to Spy Fest. They're all there in the same place.
Share spying ideas.
It's really weird because it's like quite serious at times, but there's some moments of absolute hilarity in it. It's real funny. So I'm not quite sure what tone they're going for, but it works really well. Like, so thoroughly recommended. All good actors in there. And people you probably may have not heard of, but maybe you'll see a bit more of in the future. And some people, obviously, you know really well. But cool story and very enjoyable. And like I say, although there is some seriousness to it, there are some real good jokes and stuff like that, and moments that really make you laugh.
Okay. So, I thought it was a full-on serious thing.
No.
Okay.
Because he's like, they're all failures and they all know they're failures. So it's all like play on that a bit. But there's some absolute belting moments in that film. And there's some, you know, a bit of gore.
Will my wife love it?
I think your wife should like it.
Okay.
My wife likes it. So that's a good, like, a good barometer. It's not just for dudes.
Okay. No, that's good. I need to bring something to the table.
Yeah. What else was that? We were lining something else. Oh, that Severance. I've got like lined up to watch on there because people keep going about how great that is, but I haven't actually started that yet. So I've got to get that done before Obi-Wan probably, because I've got only 3 months of Apple TV, whereas I've got 6 months of Disney. So
have you got 6 months of Disney?
I got it on a deal, a club card voucher deal. Paid £8 in club card vouchers and got 6 months of Disney Plus.
Yeah, that's not too shabby.
I did the same, but only got 3 months for some reason.
Because you didn't do it when they were doing a special offer.
Obviously. 3 months is long enough. There ain't a lot on there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think. Because then it's free money, basically.
Have you watched Schmigadoon yet?
No, I haven't fucking watched Schmigadoon. You know what? Since I cashed in my actual voucher, I haven't watched anything on Disney Plus for about 2 weeks.
No, that's on Apple.
Oh, right. Yeah. But, my daughter has watched one thing on Disney since we've actually cashed that in. She watched Encanto or whatever it is called.
That's supposed to be very good. I just can't be bothered to sit through another.
I don't. Strange. See, Buzz Lightyear. Buzz Lightyear movie is coming out soon, isn't it? 2 weeks or something. Buzz Lightyear.
Looking forward to that.
I'll be on Disney Plus in about 6 weeks.
Anyone watching Stranger Things?
I still haven't seen the second series.
Me neither.
They're watching the third series upstairs now. I can hear it booming through the floor.
Mm.
This is the fourth series that's just coming out, though, is it?
Oh, yeah, that must be what they're on then, the fourth one.
Yeah,
it's only
so.
Just come out this couple of days. Yeah, that's what they're watching. I only watched the first two episodes and got bored, so.
Of the first series?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And then everyone
We managed to finish the first series, yeah.
Well, I ditched it somewhere at the start of the second series. I just wasn't interested anymore. I heard the third series was...
All the kids. Are all the kids still in it? It was so
annoying. Imagine too much of your kids. I've got my own fucking kids. I don't need to watch these lot.
Okay. Anything else?
I did get a thing recently. A bit of techie stuff for you. She bought a phone. Well, I bought it for
Who
her.
Bought the phone, but Neil?
I ordered it.
Okay, you did.
I got her a Samsung. I got her. I didn't really get it. You know, it's not. I say I got her. It sounds like I got her a gift. It's
did
not
you
really
what? What did you really put into phone. This? Did you put in the research and all that sort of stuff?
She basically got the new version of my phone because she kept moaning about her phone being fucked up. Her old Honor 7 or whatever kept going really weird and laggy and whatever. So I was like, you need a new phone. So I bought her a new phone. She's got the latest A53 Samsung. 5G and all that hoo-ha. Fucking loads of camera lenses on the back and all that stuff because she takes loads of pictures. And she's probably why her old phone was really sluggish because it had about 1,000 photos on it. But what I didn't tell her when I ordered the phone is there was a reward available with the phone. a free pair of Samsung Galaxy Buds.
Oh, mate. So how did you nick those out of the box?
Because they didn't come at the same time as the phone. You ordered the phone, received the phone, then you received a link that said, if you want to claim your reward, you have to do all of this work. So I did all of that work to get the reward. Therefore, the reward is mine.
And he's not bitter about losing the Fantasy League Cup.
No, there's nothing to do with the Fantasy
League. He's got to find a win somewhere, hasn't he?
I looked at them and went, they look all right. Actually look at them. I was like, I'm having them.
He's scrabbling around looking for a win like a squirrel trying to get a nut, isn't it? Sad.
I'll show you.
Anyway, I've had them. And I'm actually quite impressed with them. They're not cheap. They're about 160 quid, which makes me surprised that they were giving them away for nothing with a 300 quid phone.
Really, they ain't worth 160 quid then, are they?
Well, I think they are, to be fair, based on how... Well, maybe not 159 quid. Maybe 100
£300 phone?
They're a little diddy.
Is that all the phone was? 300 quid?
300 quid, yeah. Something like that. 350.
What was it?
A53. Yeah. So the Buds Live, they look like a beetle or something. They're weird. They look like a kidney bean shaped beetle. People who can watch them.
Kidney beetle.
And the size of that?
They are half the size of these Sony things that I probably have got on my ears at the minute. They don't sound as good as my Sonys. However, they do fit inside my ear and don't fall out like my Sonys do. So I'm actually quite impressed.
What ears have you got then? Kidney-shaped ears, obviously.
Small ears.
Beetle-shaped ears. Small ears,
which make my Sonys look quite large and they stick out quite a lot. Whereas these fit right inside my ears and they fit snugly, like, I don't know, that bit that sort of curves behind where your actual hole is.
Noise-cancelling.
Just fit in. It has noise cancelling on it, but I don't put that on because I don't really need to. But yeah, pretty impressed. But like I say, if you can get them for free, as Baron said, he got them free with his Samsung tablet. Good quality. Pretty good for free. Worth paying some money for. Probably, I'd say
he didn't say
quid-ish.
He stole them off his wife, though, before she realised she was getting them.
Yeah, it was his Samsung tablet, but she didn't know. I told her, I was like, she was like, my daughter clocked him. She's like, you got some new headphones? I was like, yeah. She was like, where'd you get them? I was like, they were free with mum's phone. She's like, and then my wife's like, what? It's like, well, you don't wear the headphones that I bought for you. So I'm like, fuck, I'm not having these ones because you don't even wear the ones that I bought for you before. So
they're mine. Crazy, he's making it sound like he owned up now. Just a minute ago, he was whispering. Now he's making it sound like he's actually told her and she's all right.
She doesn't know that they exist. But, yeah.
Well, no, I could get suckered in here because I need a new tablet, I need a new phone, and I've been eyeing up like noise cancelling headphones this week. So, I mean, I could hit a number of birds with one stone here, you know.
Well, see, the thing also, I didn't do it this way, but because I think technically we bought the Spanish version of their phone. But all you do is select English language when you start it up, and it's just the English versions. But
so you did it on the cheap in the first place. That's what you're saying.
No, because I bought it from Amazon. Right, it was £400. I remember now. It's £400 retail price for the phone. And I went onto that. I do that rewards gateway thing. You can always get stuff on the cheap on Samsung. They're doing loads of TVs at the minute for like loads of cheap. But on there, it was like £350. And I was like, £350. I paid less than that for mine, blah, blah, blah. And then clocked it on Amazon, £307. I was like, nice. I'll fucking buy it from there then.
It was in Pesetas.
No. I don't do Pesetas anymore, Pilch. You can't get Pesetas anywhere.
I did last time I went to Spain.
It's been a fucking long time since you went to Spain then. But yeah, impressive. I haven't tried the noise cancelling. Don't need to anyway, because they don't, like I say, they're not as pure sounding as these Sony ones that I've got in at the minute. They definitely sound better, but they were £150. And they've been superseded now with a new version, the ones that I've got, which are apparently even better. Better noise cancelling. Apparently, when you turn the noise cancelling up to max, they sound fucking amazing, these things.
They look pretty impressive, mate.
Yeah. Well, what I did is I went to Richard Sounds and put the most expensive speakers on, and this was £12,000 setup sitting behind me, apparently. So, which is like, what, two hi-fi units and a pair of speakers for £12,000. So, yeah. Probably won't be getting any of these in my lifetime. They look nice, though.
Okay. Let's move on then to what we've been playing. In no particular order. Should we just go in the same order again? Pilch.
Okay, right. Apparently there's a new card game that's appeared on Game Pass called Floppy Knights.
Yeah, I tried this.
I've had a few of those. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a lot of shit. I don't like card games, it turns out.
No, really I didn't.
Not one card game.
I was. I downloaded it and I lasted until it got to the point. First of all, the tutorial. I was just like, "Come on, get on with it." And then
I didn't even finish that.
And then
it's a fucking. It's a turn-based checkerboard.
Yeah,
pieces game.
Right. Yeah, there was a card.
There was a card involved in the 5 minutes that I played, but I couldn't work out how I was playing this card. It showed you to move your character.
Right, and that's where I just noped out. As soon as it said there's character movement, I went, this isn't what I'm after.
You just want Hearthstone, basically.
I want Hearthstone or Slay the Spire. Monster Train came pretty close. Have you tried Monster Train yet, Pilched?
Okay, I didn't put it on my list, but yeah, I did have a look at it. That was too confusing for me. That was on like different levels.
Yeah,
I started a fight and then it moves to the next floor.
You managed to do Slay the Spire. I think you could.
Yeah, but this was too confusing. Started a fight on the bottom floor and then all of a sudden everything moved up to the next floor, but there were still characters on the bottom floor. I didn't know what the fuck was going on there.
Yeah, it adds.
How did you suss out Slay the Spire, though? Did you have to look anything up? Did you not look at any tutorials?
Yeah, but I think this. But I know what Neil's saying.
Trying to self-explanatory, isn't it?
The problem is, I think with Monster Train and then that Floppy Knights is that move, that character movement. Just, I mean, I can't say for sure. I really didn't play Floppy Knights, but certainly Monster Train, the character movement just added a dimension that was just you couldn't really plan. You know, you could sort of plan against it, but I don't know. I just It was a part. It was an extra sort of hassle of thinking that I didn't really want. I just wanted to concentrate on the cards.
Was
and
this
their abilities.
On Floppy Nights?
No, this was on Monster Train.
Monster Train. Well, my my love affair with card games lasted 70 hours. I think I'm done now. I don't need to try anymore.
I think you should try Hearthstone.
Should I?
Yeah.
Where and am you I going to get?
That's it's on your
that.
iPhone.
Yeah, iPhone app, whatever like that.
It's iPad. Okay. iPad's probably the best place.
I don't know. Actually, I would say playing on your PC is probably the best.
Well, yeah, but he hasn't got a PC. I don't know if it's on Mac.
Oh, it'll be on. It'll be on Mac for sure.
But okay, I'll have a look.
If you can play iOS version, yeah. Can you touchscreen it?
Right. No.
I assume you've got an iPad. I'll just play it on
I've got a MacBook. I've got a Pro and a iPad. Yeah. No, I haven't got an iPad anymore. I've got a MacBook Pro and a 12-inch. Got a 12-incher.
Don't play it on your phone. MacBook. Don't play it on your phone. Yeah, phone's too small. Too small.
Okay, I'll have a look. I've got various things. Okay, so the only other thing I played this week, other than that, I did play a little bit more COD. I played, well, I mentioned it before, I got it because Jack got it cheap, and I thought, oh yeah, I like Borderlands. So I bought Borderlands 3. We bought it about probably 6 weeks ago, and we started to play it together, but then he, for some reason, hasn't had time to play with me since. But then I saw it come on the Epic Games. Was it the Epic Games Store or the other one?
Mm-hmm. Epic, yeah.
That it was free and everyone's saying, oh, I'll get it. So I thought, okay, I'll jump back in. I fucking love Borderlands. It's just great. I've done 23 hours this week.
Jeez.
Wow.
I'm on level 22, I think I am now. I don't know how far in the story I've gone, but there's basically the three vaults that you have to work your way to, and I've finished the first vault and I'm halfway to the second one. It's just such a good game. There's so much loot, there's so many guns, it's absolutely ridiculous.
I've had this sitting ready to go and I haven't clicked start yet. Like,
The characters, it's got the same. It is. You don't have to have played the first two to play this. The story does continue, but it's basically the same story each time.
There is a story?
Yeah, there is a story. Because you're at this place called Sanctuary. The annoying thing about it is that Sanctuary now, it used to be a place on the planet, but it's now, in the last game, Sanctuary took off. It was a spaceship, and off you went. And now you're in space. And it's very Mass Effect-y. You have to keep going back to this pissing ship to talk to people or to hand in quests and stuff. And this amount of times I've got lost in this fucking ship is ridiculous. There's markers, but the markers are never have been brilliant on Borderlands. But this ship's got like four different levels and you go from one end to the other and you're never too sure where you're supposed to be going. I'm constantly getting fucking lost in this ship just to carry the story on. There's loads of DLC and the DLC markers are on the map. So you go and they're there all the time, which is pissing annoying. But the game itself, the characters, some of the little quests you do, some of the stories and the people you meet, it's just fucking, it's so funny. It's ridiculous. It's so stupid. It's just hilarious. And I absolutely love that kind of humour. It doesn't look any different to the other Borderlands. It's that cel shady stuff. But one of the things I have learnt about playing it, though, is you can get overwhelmed with the guns. And the best thing to do is to start off a little bit, because there's loads of money you pick up, there's loads of ammo you pick up, there's so many guns to pick up, and you're constantly filling your bag up and you have to get rid of it. Are you comparing, oh, shall I drop this one and pick that one up because that one's worth a bit more money and we go and get some cash, blah, blah, blah. It's one of them types of games. So the thing I, if anyone wants to play it and haven't played it before, a little tip is just get three guns that you like, because they all do different things. Obviously, you get sniper rifles and shotguns and pistols, the usual thing. They have all these elemental buffs and things to them. But just get three guns that you like, and as long as you're not struggling to kill the enemies and the bosses, just stick with them three guns until perhaps go up 5, 6, 7 levels. And once you start struggling, because you're fighting level 12 enemies, but your gun is a level 5 gun, once you start to struggle, then think, okay, I'll pick up a couple of better guns. Otherwise, just don't worry about the guns, because there's always going to be a better gun come along. Don't buy any guns, because every time you level up, you open up better guns. And before you know it, the gun you just spent all your cash on is no good anymore. But
sort of stuff, I would say that's good advice in something like PUBG as well. Like, there's so many different types, but they're all so different. But, you know, getting used to them is a really big thing. Now, what sort of, how old is this game? That was my first question.
2, 3 years.
Oh, it's not that old then.
No, I think I got it originally, but me, when I was on Boss Wave, me and, can't even remember his name.
Rob, that's Chris.
Rob. Verbal Rob. We played a lot. Well, we played the whole of Borderlands 2 in co-op just before 3 came out. So we both bought 3, but as soon as I turned it on, I thought, oh, this is the same. It's just too much. It's exactly the same. It starts the same. You meet Claptrap, blah, blah, blah. It's basically the same thing. So I actually sold it. Stopped and didn't play it until recently, but it's so good. If you like looter shooters,
you're selling it to me now.
The driving is absolutely shit. The driving is shit. Even on the map, when I know I've got to go from one end of the map all the way to the other end, I just run. I can't be bothered to get in a vehicle unless you have to for a mission.
So what sort of stuff will you spend your money on then? If you're collecting cash?
Sometimes I will. To unlock, to get more ammo, to carry more stuff in your backpack. The SKUs, I think they're called. You go down and then there's a whole list of things where you can carry more grenades, you can carry more, you know, ammo, blah, 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 for each gun. So I spend all my money on upgrading them.
Right.
But each time you do it, the first time you upgrade each level, it's like £1,000. Then the next time it's like £3,000. At the moment, if I want to upgrade anything else now, it costs me like £27,000 per section. And the most money I've ever had at any time is about £70,000.
Right.
So the last time I spent all my money, I literally upgraded everything that was on about £8,000 or £9,000 and got rid of the whole, upgraded everything. But now it's going to take me a long time to get like $300,000 to.
Yeah.
Because each gun you buy and sell, each gun you pick up, they're only worth, at the moment, I think the best gun I've got is something like £2,000.
Right.
So I've got to get a lot of guns to sell.
And do you.
Enough money.
Do you level up individual weapons, or are you leveling up your own abilities?
No, you level up your ult. So my special thing with the character that I've chosen has got a mech. So he just gets in the little mech, and then that's where you spend your points on. So the previous game, I always used to choose the guy that had a turret. So you sling your turret down in it. So you upgrade those items, your sort of special power. You don't upgrade any guns. All the guns have got, you know, the multiple different. You could pick 10 guns up and they all do something totally different.
Right.
But then they've got one gun does fires acid, one type will fire, do fire, one does electric. So you, acid's good against flesh. So if you're shooting people, you're better using an acid gun. If you're fighting robots, you use electricity, shotguns, that sort. So
you need to keep one of each sort of thing on.
Yeah, but once you start getting legendary weapons, they have two elemental powers. So at the moment, I've got this pistol that's absolutely mental, and it does fire and acid damage at the same time. So when you're shooting something that is resistant to it, it actually comes up and says resistant as all the numbers are flying up. But it also, while you're doing that damage, because it's not damaging him much, instead of having a number coming up, it will say resistant. But the other element is doing the damage as well.
Right.
So, and then other ones that aren't resistant to either of them, you just absolutely annihilate. It's good. And the weapons are just so stupid. There used to be one in the previous game, it used to talk to you. Instead of making a gun noise, it was constantly talking to you. It's just craziness. But, I mean, I always play, there's four characters, there might be five in this one, I always play all the characters. So once I've finished it with the character I've got, I'm quite happy to start the whole game again and play with another character. So, or if someone wants to do co-op in a game, I'll just start a new character so we always play together with that character, because you can have multiple games going at the same time with different people.
Mm.
It's just bloody brilliant. There's some of the bosses as well, huge bosses. You don't have to roll around the screen. That's one of the benefits of this game. You don't have to keep rolling around and hitting them in the arse. You can just go straight in front of them and just blitz them.
Sounds shit.
I mean, if you haven't played Borderlands,
I played Borderlands 2, I think.
2 was definitely better than 1. That was 3 better. It's very similar. Like I say, this first character you meet, he's tied up upside down. He looks like Jesus, and he wants to find his trousers. And you have to go and get his trousers for him. He's running about like a complete lunatic. He's got no clothes on. It's just, it's crazy. It's just absolutely crazy. Yeah, I recommend it. I mean, like I said, I've been waiting for Sniper Elite to come out because I've known that's coming for months. I've had it downloaded for about 2 months, but I'm not going to touch it now until I've done this to death. Now it's just so, and I just it's one of them games where I just every 5 minutes I just like, okay, I just do another little bit, get a cup of tea, have a sit down for, oh, I just whack that on, do another little bit. It's so good. It's just crazy. Borderlands 3.
I was just looking. Colm's in the chat. Haven't seen him for a while. Hello, mate. How are you?
How could I forget Rob, he says. A long time ago, Colm, and I'm getting older. I'm 50.
Neil, you might as well get...
If anyone wants to play, it's a four-player game.
Cross-platform.
I've got to...
just got to have one of them weird accounts. What is it called? The one you had all that fucking hoo-ha with. That's it.
I've just got to break the seal on it. So I'll try and do that this weekend.
We'll have to do a tutorial, do we, before you can join up and all that shit?
Literally 2 minutes. It starts when you just have to go and speak to Claptrap and do something for him, and then it starts and you can jump into anyone's game. The only thing it does is one of them things where if you jump into my game, my stuff doesn't get ticked off.
Right.
So if I'm playing with you, when I go back to my game, all the things haven't been done. But I don't mind because I'm further ahead. I'm happy to jump into someone else's game and do it all again. Even, like I said, start with a different character. Because each character, I don't very often play with a siren. They do a lot of phasing in and phasing out and having a doppelganger to decoys and stuff. I tend to use just the big guns and go in there and just shoot shit up. But there's you can have a sniper and all sorts. The usual fare. But yeah, it's good. Bloody good.
Yeah, I know Dave played quite a lot of it
when it first came out. He bought it when it first came out.
Yeah, I think you're right. He did. Yeah.
But I said I actually bought it on release, but because I played so much of the previous one, I just, and it was like something like 20 quid. Actually, I think I remember I bought it from Argos, and I took it back the next week and actually got more money, because I said I'd lost the receipt. I got more money on the refund than what I initially paid for it, because it was on offer at the time.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. But
take that, Argos.
The annoying thing is, yeah, can't.
Be dancing on your grave when you've gone under.
I've got it on disc, so I have the discs in there. You can't hear the disc when the Xbox is on, but when you turn the Xbox on, it does that when the disc is fucking so annoying. Oh, right, I'm done. Who's getting
a phone call?
I'm getting a phone call. I'm obviously shouting too much. That's me done. Move on. I'm muting.
He's been told. Brilliant. Can you ask your wife? Can you ask your missus to bell you a little bit earlier next time? Go on, Neil. You might as well go because I share one, my game with you. So,
okie doke. So, I have still been playing Halo. I mention it every week, but I am still playing. I'm progressing through the new game mode. Did I talk about that last week?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So, I don't really need to mention it too much. I'm about level 14 or something off the season pass, so I haven't bought it yet, but maybe I probably should. Elden Ring. I ain't played for a while. Went back to it this week.
Oh yeah.
Because my thumb's feeling all good now. So I've gone back to some controller games. I don't know, maybe I just needed to give it a little exercise, but we're back.
Doesn't hurt to have a little bit of a break.
Yeah. So I finished Elden Ring.
Well, this week I've you finished credits. It? You've rolled credits I've this week. Congratulations.
So is it finished, or is there more to do finished?
Well, I've seen one of the endings. I saw that I fucking made a note of it somewhere. Something about the stars ending. Which is all to do with... Right, it's a bit complicated, because this girl has got about 15 different names, it appears, in the playthrough. It's Rena, is the witch. She's got four arms. But otherwise, a bit hot.
Sorry, everybody's got four arms, haven't they?
No, she's got four arms, not four arms.
She's got four hands. She's got four forearms.
She's got two pairs of arms. Okay. Yeah, so it was related to her storyline that I saw the end, and she was, I don't know, whatever. Then the credits rolled. But yeah, I just had to fucking summon another human being to help me with the last boss.
Oh, mate.
Oh.
It's like a two-stage
oh,
fight.
Mate, what a hollow victory.
That's so disappointing, isn't it?
All that way.
I thought, like, you're going to the fight, you beat this guy, and you're like, yeah, I've done it. Beat him. What's next? Oh, it goes straight into another boss fight. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And it's like the Elden Beast.
Not him.
Which is, yeah, that fucker. Yeah. Anyway, so it's done. I then just carried on and puddled around a bit.
It's done. So I played some more.
So I played some more. you can just like return to the open world and just carry on, because there's loads of other fucking bosses that I haven't done in my playthrough. There's loads of optional stuff that I can't do because I've probably missed it now.
But come back, these bosses.
No, the bosses are dead. The bosses are dead. All the ones you've beat are dead. But there are other bosses in other areas that I ain't been to.
Is it like the boss's brother goes, "Where's that guy who killed my brother?"
No. No.
They come back.
But there is a Journey 2 becomes available, which is like New Game Plus, where everything's a bit harder. But you get more reward for killing things and stuff like that.
I look forward to hearing all about
it. So, I have not...
Objection!
I've not respecced my character, but...
Oh my god, he's starting a new playthrough already. He's trying to sneak it into this episode.
I could just go in and respect my character and play it a different way the next time around on New Game Plus.
But this is your Mass Effect 3, isn't
it?
Yet.
No.
Do it, mate. Get your money's worth. Come on.
I've had my money's worth. I paid 40 quid for the game that I spent 200 odd hours in. So, for the time being, it's done. I probably will, at some point, go back and play some more.
Sweet.
In a different way. What else have I got on here? Right, I've been playing Horizon Zero Dawn on my PS5. Not Forbidden West, which is the actual PS5 game.
Yeah, at what point are you Zero actually going to play new PS5 games on your new PS5?
I was looking at buying a PS5 game today, because they've got the Days of Play, is it, or something? Whatever. They've
no
got a big
idea.
Thing going on where you can buy stuff like... If PS5s are available in a number, you might be able to get one at a discount, but you can buy controllers at a discount at the moment, and HD cameras and things like that, and remote controls, like media remotes, but you can't buy a PS5. Well, maybe you can. They've still been available. These last 2 weeks, there have been more PS5s available than I've ever seen in my fucking last 2 years.
They've still got them in game.
Yeah. So they're definitely out
there. Well, they're going to catch up. Eventually, they're going to catch up, right?
I don't know if they've actually caught up. They're still not available. Like, you can just walk into any old fucking shop and buy one, but they've definitely been much more available the last 2 weeks. Whether that will last for, I don't know.
If production's still running at a lick, and we're
still
and we're in the recession where we are, so people
about
demand has got to be dropping.
Keep up with demand. Yeah. They don't think they can still keep up with demand, but for the next 12 months or so. But they seem to be doing okay lately. Maybe the demand isn't quite as strong as it was. I don't know. But
it's all horseshit, Neil, and they got plenty of them. And it's just been
yeah, like, I don't regret my purchase. Anyway.
I didn't say anything about regret.
So yeah, anyway. I haven't actually played anything other than Astro's Playroom. I haven't actually played a PS5 game yet, because the one that came with my PS5 is Horizon Forbidden West. But I haven't finished Zero Dawn. So I'm a bit like, said to a guy at work who's played them both. He's like, do I really need to play through Zero Dawn before I played Forbidden West? He goes, yeah, you should probably play through Zero Dawn.
Yeah, but now you run the risk of Horizon burnout, right?
So exactly. That was what I was worried about. I was like, by the time I finish Zero Dawn...
Because Horizon Zero Dawn is...
I can play Forbidden West.
Yeah, that's no small game. I mean, I burned out on it. Like,
Well, I did before, but I was playing on my PS4 and it ran a bit shit. But it plays pretty nice on my PS5, I've got to be honest. It does run a lot. It does run better. I think it looks slightly better than it did on the PS4. It's not a full-on PS5 version, but I don't know. I'm getting into the combat a bit more than I did. I'm getting a bit more used to the shooting shit off the robots and targeting the right bits, but I couldn't give fucking two shits about what's going on in the story. I've got to be honest. It doesn't interest me in the slightest. Which is probably why I couldn't be asked to press on with it before. Yeah, because I had this game on PS4.
Wait, why are you playing this game? Get into the new and shiny. Come on, that's what you bought the PS5 for.
No. Yeah, but it's probably just going to be more of the same story-wise, isn't it?
Yeah, but
like, there's loads of people going on about like how great the acting is and stuff like that. I'm like,
have you got
the cutscenes are just a bit wank. It's just like, I don't know.
You've basically just said it's going to be more of the same. So why don't you just stop?
I don't know that, though.
The other one.
I don't know that.
It
though.
Is more or less.
Is it a code? Why you
ain't
just, can
it.
You flip it?
No.
Just flip it.
It's on disc. I've got it on a disc.
Yeah, get rid of it. Don't open it. Get rid of it. Get some money in your pocket.
Yeah, I've opened it. I've installed it.
Yeah.
Recoup some of that £600 investment.
Play no, something you want to play.
What's to say I don't want to play? I want to fucking... I've committed to doing it now, so I'm plugging through. I'm not hating it. I like the combat. It's a little bit annoying having to pick stuff up all the fucking time.
Look at him. He's so flippant with his time.
That's got a game plus as well, you know.
No, I ain't doing plus. That. There's no way I'm playing game plus on that.
It's the only game I've platinumed.
Oh, you did?
Well, I won't be doing that, I can assure you.
I just got bored of it, I think. I was like, I can't be bothered to keep going around looking for stuff. I mean, like, there was a part of me which was like, if I was really in my OCD phase of collecting stuff, I would. But it's like this Immortals Phoenix Rising. Like, there's so much to do. And it's like, I don't know if I can be bothered with this anymore.
Well, I don't think it's not as bad as a Ubisoft game. I was just like, there's not like fucking billion. There is a lot of shit on the map now because they're like, you unlock. I've climbed up the tool neck things or whatever. And it opens up. Then it tells you everything that's on the map in an area. And you're like, oh, fucking hell, look at all that shit. Some of it's not is enjoyable to do. And some of it you just happen upon anyway as you're going to do the main. Because I'm trying to basically mainline it and go. I'm trying to mainline it and just spend ages doing shits that I don't fucking really want to do. But, like, I'll be on my way to do the main quest. And it's like, oh, I've run across a bandit camp. So I guess I'm going to have to kill all these bandits now. I like shooting bandits in the head with my bow and arrow. That's pretty cool. Because they go down with like one or two shots usually. Whereas the robots, fuck me, some of them are hard. I don't know what level I'm at now, around 20 or something. But like I said, it would be better if I didn't have to keep, as I'm running through the environment, have to think, like, I've got to pick up everything that's got a fucking little symbol on it because I'm going to need to craft my ammo constantly and I'm going to have to, I don't know, what else you have to do? What do you do? Craft ammo. Most of the time, it's just a load. Like, I've got to pick up medicinal shit so that I can heal and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's essential, I guess, but I think I'd probably just rather it, like, almost like if once you're out of combat, you just heal back up to full health and stuff like that. I would think I would probably prefer that. I don't know though. Maybe I wouldn't. It's difficult to tell if it's not there. But you can't. Every time I'm running through the environment, it's like little symbols, like where there's like the roots or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, unless it's got a red symbol across it, I have to run over and pick it up. Otherwise, I'm going to run out of something that I'm going to need at some point. So that's a bit annoying for me. I get why it's there, because you can't have a limitless supply of arrows, obviously. So you have to keep crafting arrows, because that would be a bit daft, wouldn't it? No, but then you can only hold so many arrows at once. So now I can only hold 20 to start with. Then you upgrade your pouch,
sorts
and all that
sort of arrows stuff. As well.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I'm playing through it. Elden Ring's just spoiled every third-person game for me going, because everything feels good in that game to me. There's no fucking bullshit like picking stuff up. It's like you're fighting, and...
Whoa, he's back onto Elden Ring again. What's he done? Hang on a second.
You have to buy your arrows and stuff like
that. Oh, you sneaky old so-and-so.
You can craft, but you don't... You basically... You don't have to run around forever. Well, you do a bit of that, I suppose, but not
the only thing you have to do in Elden Ring is you have to keep replenishing your knees and your because you're constant rolling about the floor and your hip. Hip replacement.
That is an upgrade available at some point. Yeah.
Hip upgrade. Titanium hips. Anyway, so. We'll see how far I get on with it. I don't hate it, but I don't love it. And at the end of the day, I've got to get through this to get to the next one. So I was looking at Judgment, though, today on the sale, because it's on sale. £17 for Judgment, which I can't play anywhere other than PlayStation.
What's that?
Because
that's essentially why I bought a PlayStation. It's the spin-off from Yakuza. It's the detective guy.
Oh.
But it's all Yakuza style. And that is a PS5 version of a PS4 game. It's not, and then there's Lost Judgment, which is the sequel. But yeah, £17.50 at the moment on digital for Judgment. I'm like, yeah, I can't. I do know I love those games. I do know I love them when I get into them.
Saved all that money on
some of that crazy shit.
Just get it.
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you, that's something that has annoyed me about my PS5. I've got Sony headphones, Bluetooth headphones. Do you think you can pair them with your PS5? No.
They haven't got proprietary Bluetooth, have they?
You have to have a fucking PlayStation compatible headset.
Oh, you wouldn't get...
It's got Bluetooth built in. Why can't I Bluetooth my headphones to it?
Wouldn't get Xbox pulling that shit. Oh, no, that's exactly what they do.
Yeah, it's fucking annoying anyway. And you can't use any old webcam on the PS5 either, like you can on the Xbox, though. You have to buy the specific PlayStation camera. Thankfully, it's not like fucking £200 or whatever for a camera. So
how much is it?
If you do use that one, that's covering up
about 50 quid. £40. It's not really covering up, is it? There's a tiny little bit that's sticking over.
You wouldn't stand for that, would you?
Anyway,
he's not even looking. What is he doing now? No. He's not even paying attention.
He's fucking doing his nails.
I'm looking out. I'm staring wistfully into the garden.
Abyss.
Okay. Oh.
Well, actually, no, but I'll tell you why it's because I don't have to sit in front of the mic for one time. I'm using my headset, so I can actually relax. Plus, I'm thinking about dinner. I'm so hungry.
You've not been served up tonight.
No, my wife's away.
Yeah. Oh.
So now, but the thing is, I've decided that I'm going to grab the lad who's behind me, and we'll go out and treat ourselves. No.
You're going to get a KFC or something.
Who knows? Who knows? So now I'm thinking about what can we get, right? So.
Big bucket of KFC.
I don't think so.
Get an Uncle Burger.
Could go to A&W.
Uncle Burger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uncle.
Anyway, come on. I'm hungry. I want to get off. What else we got?
Right. Okay. What have I been playing? I played I did play some Sniper Elite 5 briefly.
Is it the same as Sniper Elite 4?
It's very similar.
It looked very, very similar. Thing, but
get this. You're a sniper,
and
you're quite good at it. Maybe some people might say you're an elite sniper.
Have you had a shot through the nuts yet?
Oh, I haven't tried shooting anyone through the nuts. I've had loads of people getting shot in the skull.
Fucking game.
It's the only reason to play that.
In the skulls.
That is literally the whole point of the game.
So, it's definitely a bit shinier. The four.
What are you playing this on?
I played it on my PC because I'm not playing it on my Xbox One. Let's put it that way.
Right.
However, I've had several problems playing it on my PC. Initially, I'm playing the Game Pass version, and I tried to run the Game Pass version just from the launcher, like you normally do. It says something about can't install easy anti-cheat and just crashes the desktop. I'm like, okay, so you have to do a little search about how to fucking get the game to work. You have to run it as administrator. So you have to put a desktop shortcut on the desktop, right click, run as administrator, then it loads. Fucking pain in the ass.
Every time?
Every time you have to do that if you want to run the game.
I wish, I really do wish somehow Windows could just make it so, like, you know, give me one big button to press which says run my computer as an administrator at all times.
I don't know if you'd want to do that, though, really.
Oh,
you might do something silly, because you're a bit old now.
So. Wow. Went from wish list to being attacked. Being ageist. Ageism.
So, you know, you fall for some scam, you might install something dodgy on your computer, and that moment that you run it as administrator might, you know, clean off your hard drive. Who knows?
I'm not staring wistfully out the window anymore now.
That's waking him up. Anyway, so I ain't played a lot of it. I played through the first, like, there's a little tutorial on the beach where you have to shoot some searchlights and stuff like that. Then you get on the shore, and then
it's no Elden Ring, is it?
It's a bit open world, not open world, but like quite a big map. I haven't rolled around on my arse yet. There's some new things this time.
I'd like to see for like the next year or so that be a requisite for like the games that Neil plays. You know, like, yeah, it's all right, but could have done with a bit more rolling around on your arse.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll just try and play it for 12 months, just play games where you can roll around on the floor. I pretty much did that for the last 6 months playing Dark Souls.
So, yeah, I mean, you could have this wrapped up in six months.
Anyway, so
new things in this version of Sniper Elite.
Oh, we still are invasions, on this?
Which is like Dark Souls. So you can have another human, if you play on, if you agree to it at the beginning of the game, you can have people potentially invade your game. So another human can join in and have the task of killing you. And you then, obviously, if someone does that to you, then you have to find them and kill them. It's all right implementation of it. It's a bit like, it's quite a big map you're on. I've only in the first area when it happened to me earlier. And I was like, you go to this like a focus mode. You press, click the right stick and you get like a, you can hear things, like you can see what you can hear and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So if there's someone, an enemy nearby you through some walls, you can see like an outline of them, stuff like that. And also when you're in the, if you've been invaded, there's a little radar map type thing in the bottom corner, and there'll be like a bit of flashing red on sort of a one area of the circle of the map, which tells you the direction of this invader. And if you're in focus mode, at some point the whole fucking circle was flashing, which obviously means they're quite close to you. So you're like, you're on full alert. What was quite annoying in a sniper sneaky version of this sneaky game is when you're sneaking around, not really going anywhere, trying to look for this invader, it goes, oh, you're camping. So I've just told the invader exactly where you are on the map, so you better start moving. I'm like, it's a fucking sneaky sniper game. Why are you telling me? I was sneaky snipering, and now I've been fucking punished for it. Because now there's still all the fucking NPCs walking around that you've got to avoid. Yeah, but there's still all these, like, he hasn't got the enemies shooting at him. I'm still in a mission where I've got all the enemies that potentially I don't want to alert and fucking have like 20 people running after me and an invader. So obviously it's a little bit like,
if someone could come in and help you kill the final boss, that would be a better option.
Yeah, that would definitely be better.
You sure the warning didn't come up and say, you're camping, you need to be rolling around a bit more?
Yeah, maybe if I'd just done a bit more rolling. I don't know. Is it possible? So maybe you can turn that shit on,
I'm assuming.
You can just play on offline and then you don't get invaded. So I was kind of looking forward to that, though. I was like, because what was really irritating is I was right getting close to this point where I swear I could hear the guy running around near me. It's like, I'm going to fucking kill this guy. I know I'm fucking sneaking around in the fucking trenches and I can hear someone running around. It's like, none of those NPCs are running around like this noise that I can hear. And I was getting close to the fucking thinking, I'm going to get him. And then the fucking game crashed again. Twice I've had it, just crashed, says, what happens is I'm playing away, both my monitors flicker, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then it says, GPU lost. I'm like, what do you mean the GPU's lost? It's quite clearly still in my fucking computer. I ain't fucking taking it out. And the game crashed. Twice it's done that to me. So I'm like, I'm not thinking I'm going to play this until I see that patch has happened.
So that's obviously not your GPU dying, it's the game.
No. Because like I say, there was a flicker on the monitors, which doesn't happen at any other time. Something to do with that game. Fucked up. So I ain't playing it for the time being on my PC. I'm assuming it's still all right on consoles. It's just a PC thing.
You should be playing this on PlayStation, mate, so you can use the
enhanced. Well, then I'd have to fucking buy it, wouldn't I? Which is
there's a thing, isn't it? There's a thing. You'd actually have to buy a game. Jesus Christ.
Well, I am going to buy some games at some point.
Oh, yeah? Why don't you just get the PlayStation Plus?
Get a subscription so that you can play games you don't want.
Do you want to talk about that now?
No, because it's shit.
Because I bought PS Plus for a year.
Ooh,
apparently
upgraded.
If I want to upgrade to Plus, whatever it's fucking called, Plus Premium, I don't want the fucking one with all the PlayStation 1 and 2 shit on it. I ain't interested in playing them old games. But if I wanted to play, for example, Demon's Souls Returnal, which are PlayStation exclusives.
Returnal you want to play, right?
Currently. Yeah, I want to play Returnal. But it's 70 quid. But that's going to be included.
Yeah, but I'm saying that in terms of, like, that's the service you want. It gives you games that, right? Yeah.
So that's going to be included in the mid-tier of PS Plus, whatever it's called, which is going to be...
They're going to give it to you for... They're going to upgrade you for free?
So, no. If I want to now upgrade to PS... Like, the next tier up of PS Plus... Mm-hmm. Apparently, because I've already got a year's membership, I have to pay a whole fucking the rest of my subscription. I can't just go in for a month of extra premium. I have to pay to go for to the end of my current subscription. So it'll charge me like another 40 quid. Oh, what a fucking pain in the ass.
What's he doing with them tissues?
He's doing some weird stuff because he's got that weird background on. We can't see anything. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so a bit annoying that I might have fucked myself by just getting a 12 months of PS Plus. But there's been some stuff going on with that where, because it's already launched in Asia, and they've already tried to, because people who bought, say, like you bought PS Plus on a sale a couple of months ago through the PlayStation Store, it was like 30, 20% off or whatever. And if you bought that and then wanted to upgrade, they were charging you whatever the upgrade price was, plus the 20% that you'd saved already.
That makes good business sense.
So it was just like, that doesn't look very good. But apparently they've sorted that out now, and those people are getting refunded. But yeah, so it's a bit of a fucking shit show, to be fair, this PS Plus, whatever it's going on at the moment, by the sound of it. I'm hoping they sort that out. So maybe I could just opt in for a month, pay like the extra tenner, whatever it is, for 1 month, rather than have to pay whatever my current subscription is, upgrade cost to the end of that subscription.
Yeah. We're happy. We'll be happy with you just to play that game for a month. What the price?
I think...
Because if he buys it, he'll be playing it for 6 months.
Just buy the games you want to play. My question here is it not...
I'm not paying 70 quid for a Returnal.
Right, but is it not... But can you buy it on disc, play it, and then flip it so it doesn't cost you 70 quid?
Yeah.
Right, the thing is, isn't it not like overwhelming trying to manage all these consoles and all these subscription services and stuff like that? Like,
well, I don't pay for one of them.
Right, but once you... Yeah. Well, that's another story altogether, isn't it? I don't know. Like, there's only so much gaming time, and I think you're trying to juggle PC, you're trying to juggle Xbox, you're trying to juggle PS5. As your therapist,
that's what people do,
there was a point where that was more possible, I think, right?
Game Pass.
I think throwing another subscription service in on top with the PS5, you should.
That's what I mean.
Bought a PlayStation.
I just chip in for a month. Chip in for a month. Play a couple of games for a month, or maybe 2 months, and then end it. That was the idea.
Right.
But the basic PS Plus is worth having for a year, I think.
Yeah.
Because of the 2 or 3 free games that you get every month are usually all right on PS Plus, whereas Xbox Live Gold games were basically wank because of Game Pass being like everything went to Game Pass basically, and the Xbox Live Gold, I don't even know what fucking the last few months games with gold have been, because they just were shit.
I just want you to start playing some PlayStation exclusive stuff that we can talk about.
Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Talking about it, haven't I?
No.
Horizon Zero Dawn doesn't count. That's like, we've all played that years ago. Right? Where's the new and shiny?
All right, I talked about Astro's Playroom last week. Fuck you.
You're living in the past. Yeah. That's a good point.
You haven't got one.
To tech demo.
Where's that racing game that everyone keeps banging?
Gran Turismo.
You love a racing game.
Yeah, where's that?
I'm going to play Gran Turismo, but that I'm going
to...
You
have to buy it.
He's waiting.
Seen it for 40 quid on eBay, but I'm a bit dubious of someone selling a sealed copy of GT7 for 40 quid on eBay.
Fair enough.
I feel like I'm going to get scammed there. So, because that's quite a lot cheaper than it should be. But we'll see.
70 quid a game.
Oof.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
70 quid.
Makes the PS Plus premium, whatever, extra look relatively attractive.
Have you had an electricity bill in yet? How's the old turning the clock off the oven working out for you?
Right. I think the meter reading's due in the next few days. Ooh. So we'll see. Been turning the temperature down on my washing machine. Less time drying.
That'll be... That's a huge... The old tumble dryers.
Anyway, I've actually got a fucking game to talk about when this on. That you twice are talking about.
Come on then, let's finish off on this one.
Have you not played any more of your twatty game?
Nah, not really. Not that I played some more, but nothing I want to talk about. I just want to talk about this, and then I want to go get some food.
Hang on, he's got one more game yet. Elder Scrolls. You haven't mentioned that.
Oh, I didn't mention that, did I? We're talking about Vampire Survivors.
Are you going to talk about Elder Scrolls?
We're talking about Vampire Survivors. I just said.
Yeah, but are you going to talk about Elder Scrolls?
I can briefly mention that.
Okay, briefly mention it.
Off the list now.
Right, Vampire Survivors.
All right,
let's talk about that. This is the weird looking. It looks like shit game, but it's not actually shit. It's really quite good game.
Yeah.
So I've unlocked a couple more characters of this. I've unlocked loads of things. I've never got anywhere near my 29 minutes 11 seconds that I did before. I don't know how I managed to get. I think it's the levels that I'm doing, because I did that in the library. I don't know how many levels you've unlocked. I've unlocked a whole load of new places to play, like the one I'm seeing on the screen at the minute I haven't played in.
I think I've unlocked 4 or 5 levels.
Yeah.
I got to the end of level 2. I did 30 minutes in
the library.
In the library, yeah.
Finished it?
I've got to the end, 30 minutes, yeah, with the character.
Oh, yeah, see, I got 29 minutes, 11 seconds, and then I died.
I had one where I got to 29 minutes, 30 seconds, and then I died. So anyway, the point is, Neil talked about this game last week. I was like, oh, I'll go download it. It's like 200 meg, downloaded in the blink of an eye. And I couldn't stop playing it. I played it all weekend, like hours and hours and hours of it.
You've played more of it than me.
Maybe. I played a lot. I did cool off, though. Like, I couldn't get enough of it for like 2 or 3 days. It was just like I was mainlining Vampire Survivors. And then I suddenly stopped. It was like, okay, just. But I'm sure if I loaded up a game now, I could probably do another couple of hours on it. Easy peasy.
Yeah, so every time I play, it's a good. It's like, because you think, I'll probably only last 10 minutes. It'll take me 10 minutes, 15 minutes. I'll do a little quick run, see how I get on. Maximum it's going to take me is half an hour to do a run. And then play for like 2 or 3 hours. So it's quite addictive.
Yeah, it's something else.
In a bizarre way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like things like, there's a point where you can pick up something on the screen where you, because of like, as I said before, like when you kill things, it will randomly drop like a gem. You can't always pick those gems up because there's so many fucking enemies in the way and stuff like that. But then you'll be playing along and then there'll be like a little thing on the map and you might pick it up. And then basically every gem that you ever smashed in the whole fucking level just gets hoovered in and you fucking just start leveling up every like second. Because all you see is all these gems rushing in towards you, plus all these fucking enemies everywhere. It's fucking bonkers.
Yeah, I think it's almost to me, it's like, I don't know why, but all I can think about is fruit machines. It's like, if you've ever liked playing fruit machines, you should play this game because it just constantly rewards you with stuff. At the same time as being a hard, a fairly challenging. It's super, it gets balls to the wall hard, but of course you build up to that point.
Well, when you get to like 20 odd minutes, literally the whole screen is just filled with fucking enemies.
Well, that was how I finished. That was how I finished. The second level was okay, so that's what I figured out, is that like you can only, it'll give you a load of choices for the weapons that you start to accumulate.
Yeah.
So, you can have like crosses flying out, fireballs, books doing a circle around you, typical sort of stuff you would see in a castle. It's basically Castlevania horde mode, right? But you can build your runs because you can refuse to select certain things and build and say like, okay, I know for this run that I want to work on my crosses, projectiles flying out, all of that. I mean, I survived, got the second run done because I went for the garlic shield, which is just amazing. Yeah.
That was what I used to get to 29 minutes, 11 seconds was garlic. It was just anything that got anywhere near me was just like dead, 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 dead.
Lots of garlic shields, then the books flying around you, then all their abilities maxed up. And then I like to have the daggers so that if you do need to boogie on out of there, you fire like daggers in front of the way you're going. But yeah, and then I just happened to get one where nothing could touch me, right, by the end, and I made it to the 30 minutes. But be careful what you wish for, Neil, in getting to the 30 minutes. That would just be my piece of advice to you. But yeah, I was super addicted.
So you haven't locked enough coin to get the respawn then?
Not yet, no. I'm concentrating on a different... Because the whole time you're... Because it's what's great about it is, for people who haven't played it, is the whole time, every time you fail a run, yeah, you failed a run, but you gathered coins, and you can spend the coins to upgrade your character or your abilities. So I'm I'm in the middle of a huge fallow patch of saving. I'm trying to get to like 9,000 coins or 10,000 coins for one of the abilities. So
I hope it's good.
I think it's the ability that automatically gives you an extra, it's, you know, like when you throw out a book, it gives you an automatic extra book. It gives you an automatic extra plus one to every
extra projectile.
Plus one projectile. Yeah. So I think that's
there's a lot of stuff. It's just on a patch this week with all sorts of new stuff in it as well.
Because
so. Still in early access.
That's what is interesting about it is because I suddenly turned this corner where it was like, oh, I can control the build more than I realized I could. And there was quite a few of my runs, I was concentrating heavily on, I can't remember what it was, something like I was concentrating heavily on leveling up quickly. And in fact, leveling up quickly sometimes isn't,
XP.
Yeah, that sometimes isn't the best path. For whatever reason, I can't even remember why I was thinking that. There was something I figured out, and I was like, "Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Why I should maybe."
There was things like the little upgrades. There's one that I think looks good is the one that decreases the amount of time before your abilities become available again. I can't remember what it's called. It's like
cooldown.
Cool? Is it? Yeah, something like that. Entombed? Is it or something?
Oh, okay, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but basically every ability you've got pings a bit quicker. It says like something like 0.02 seconds quicker, but it makes fucking loads of difference.
Yeah, and that was the thing. I've just remembered what it was, is that there were about two or three runs I had where I maxed everything out, and I had about 10 minutes, and all for the 10 minutes, all every time I went up a level or every time I picked up a chest, all it did was give me extra money, which was okay, but I still wasn't making it to the end of the level. So after that, what I started to do was, instead of picking up anything that made me collect gems quicker, I didn't touch that. I didn't do anything that made me level up quicker because I knew I would eventually level up to the...
Run out of things.
Yeah. So I concentrated more on things that made things more powerful, right? So anyway, it's just really good for something so simple, really relatively simple. It's just,
I mean, if you look, you wouldn't look at it twice if you just saw it, would you?
No,
probably.
No, this is going to be one of these. It's a slow burn. This one right now. It's going to catch, I reckon, at some point.
Like quite popular.
Yeah, but I mean, catch. Like people are going to go nutso for it, right? When the kids get hold of it properly.
Yeah. It's like Among Us. It's going to go like Among Us.
I reckon so. I reckon something like that will happen. I reckon it's that cool. It's that good. Yeah.
Yeah. Every time I'm like, I sit at my computer and I'm like, what should I do? I'll just play that for a bit. And we'll see how it goes. But yeah, you can do all sorts of, check it out, all sorts of different tactics, see how far you get.
And I haven't even.
I'm annoyed that you've fucking done 30 minutes now.
I'll tell you what. I'll just tell you. Go play the second one and just concentrate on anything that's like keeps that character tight. Don't concentrate on leveling up quickly. Concentrate on the books, fireballs, you know, garlic thing or whatever.
A nice load of garlic going. And it was just, for me, I'd maxed everything out. And it was just like you say, get a coin or get something else. Excuse me, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Every time I leveled up.
If you can get the garlic early, it's great because then you start chasing enemies rather than rather than trying to run from all the time.
When that, like, there's like waves of stomach, like, it'll be like quite easy to handle it, and then there'll just be like from one corner of the screen, like a fucking swarm of something just steams it in towards you. But if you've got like a nice garlic shield going, everything, it's like they're usually like low level enemies, and they just like ding 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 ding, ding. Fucking just leave this big pile of fucking gems behind. So yeah, it is cool.
And here's another thing that you might not have noticed. That thing you talked about that hoovers up all the gems for you, it doesn't hoover them up from all over the map. So it's worth moving around when you grab one of those.
Oh, I'd still move around while I do it, but it just looks ridiculous when they're all just fucking piling into you in the middle of the screen. It is fun.
Okay.
I don't need to talk about Elder Scrolls. I've just been plugging away, doing quests.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I'm getting text messages from my firstborn. It's time to go feed the boy and me and myself.
Go feed. It sounds like a vampire.
Yes. So, does anybody want to just take us out?
I'll do Dave's bit if you want.
Please, Pilch, if you don't mind.
Okay. So, if you'd like to contact the show, you've got various ways of doing it. I haven't got it written down exactly, so you'll have to... Oh, actually.
It's in the show notes.
Oh, what's that? Oh, sorry, I've gone too far down. I'm on the predictions. Right, so if you want to email the show, you can get us on sealpodcast@gmail.com. We have a Twitter account, @sealpodcast. You can watch us on YouTube or Twitch, sealpodcast. And YouTube is seal_podcast, apparently. Or you can join our Discord, Seal Podcast. A link is on the top of our Twitter, I believe. Is it in the show notes as well now, or do we not do that?
It is on the Twitch chat. If you go into our Twitch chat and type exclamation,
it's on there as well.
Discord, all lowercase, you will receive a link on the Twitch chat.
And we are there 24/7 to answer all your queries and questions.
And how to prevent scam emails and stuff. Contact us for all your scam avoidance and advice.
And you can put anything on there you want, and Neil will shoot you down as soon as you finish typing.
Okay, Wonderbar.
That only happens on WhatsApp.
Okay, gents, then I'm going to get us out of here. Thanks to everybody who was in the Twitch. We appreciate it. To those who sent in.
Do you want to do a call out?
I don't have a list.
All the chatters. Right, well, I can tell you. Sumu's been in. Sumu, Baron, Duke, Scath, Lord, Podcast Cobby popped in quickly. Column, I think that's it. Thank you for joining.
All right. Okay, guys, then until next week, have yourselves a great weekend, and we'll catch up with everyone later.
See ya.
Thanks. Nice.